The old spirituality says that God stands separate and apart from his creations and breathed life into man, that he may have dominion over as many of these things as he could touch and see and feel and gather unto himself. The new spirituality says that God is unified and one with everything, and breathes life not into humans, but as humans, that humans may express and experience themselves as God made manifest, and may know that everything they touch and see and feel is likewise God in manifest form. The old spirituality asks you to serve God, and the new spirituality asks you to serve life, which is the same thing. Yet the old spirituality allowed you to imagine that you could serve God by destroying life, whereas the new spirituality cannot imagine such a thing.
So September 11th could never have happened in the name of Allah if people were serving tomorrow's God.
It shouldn't even have happened in the name of service to yesterday's God. But that's the problem right there. The teachings of the old spirituality are so ambiguous that you can murder each other in cold blood, claiming that God demands it. Serve life first. That will be the motto of the new spirituality. That will be its credo.
But there are those who will still interpret that to justify killing others at random. In fact, that's the classic rationale for war. We have to do it. We have no choice. Our lives, our own survival, depend on it. We are serving life by ending life.
Yet when life is held as the prime value, and when the largest portion of society is imbued with this value and holds it as sacred, such self-destructive cycles seldom have the opportunity to reach critical mass, because somebody, somewhere, a person, a group, a collective body, intervenes and changes course.
And that can be the work now of humanity's team. We can actually gather people from all over the world to help humanity change course and to create critical mass around a new idea, the concept of a new spirituality.
Indeed you can. This team can begin educating people to the fact that the universe is a living system and what that can mean to humanity. Right now in this day and time, you can begin the process of changing your own beliefs, releasing those that continue to produce dysfunction in your life, and embracing new thoughts which could produce a new kind of world in your lifetime. It all depends on how committed you are to experiencing your earth as the paradise, and your life as the virtually unlimited opportunity that they can be. If you have no commitment to that, you could experience your planet as a far more unfriendly place, and your life as a far more limited expression in the near future.
In other words, we had better change things, or things are going to change for us in ways that we don't prefer.
They are, as you yourself just said.
And when these changes that we don't prefer start to really mount up, we will change. We'll change our ideas about life, if only as a means of survival.
Not if only, primarily. Primarily, as a means of survival, you will change. If your survival is directly threatened, you will do what you have to do. You will even change your most sacred and long-held beliefs about yourselves, about God, about life, about everything, if you have to. You will always choose survival. Make no mistake about that.
You're talking about a wholesale shift in our most fundamental understandings about life and about God. Am I hearing you clearly here?
Oh, yes, you are. As I have said, this is a shift that humanity will make. It is not a question of whether. It is a question of when.
But how do we get humanity to change its most basic beliefs?
By challenging them. By holding them up to the light of logic and scrutiny and challenging them. You must challenge your most sacred assumptions, and you must challenge the source from which they have come. Yet before you can challenge that source, you must identify it.
Okay, so where have our most basic beliefs come from?